Canwem Update News. I'm Lorelai Kineen, and it's 9:02. Alaska's House Committee on Community and Regional Affairs held a public hearing in Nome this past Saturday. Legislators met in Nome City Hall to hear from community members and the city about two bills, House Bill 181 and House Bill 166. Much of the conversation Saturday morning was focused on House Bill 181. The bill, sponsored by Representative Neil Foster, aims to share state revenue from offshore mining lease sales with local municipalities. Foster says with the increase in state lease sales, mining traffic is increasing in Nome. Nome resident Nancy McGuire addressed the committee, saying she is concerned about the impact of increased mining traffic on the community.
We do get impacted by this, and I see it would be really nice if we got a share of some of the state money that was that the state got for lease sales. It doesn't really come to us, and I'd like to see it become part of our purse too, because we have things to clean up and deal with. Not only on the mining, just the impact of the mining, but the social impact of it.
McGuire says social impacts she sees are emptying of the food bank at the end of the season, increased police pickups of inebriated minors, and the disappearance of life preservers reserved for children. Nome resident Chuck Wheeler also addressed the committee about the bill.
I see some difficult things that this legislation is trying to address, but on the same token, it's gone nowhere in the last session. It didn't get a reading after it was introduced, so here we are talking about it.
Mayor Denise Michaels says the city of Nome supports House Bill 181.
Revenue sharing that this bill would provide would help the municipality a lot with the impacts that we're dealing with.
Impacts Michaels is referring to is the need for increased infrastructure to support suction dredging, such as more floats and another barge ramp, in addition to increased housing for miners who arrive for the season. Another issue is an increase in oil spills. Outgoing Harbor Master Joy Baker says there have been numerous reports of oil spills offshore, but many go unnoticed because the current swell takes them down the coast. Currently, Baker says harbor staff handle the spills. There's no Department of Environmental Conservation staff in Nome.
It's an ongoing, growing problem because the fleet has grown so quick. So in such a short time, we could literally put on a staff member to just deal with it.
The committee plans on holding another hearing on this issue this coming January. Two elderly Yupik speakers and two tribal organizations have filed a federal lawsuit against Alaska, saying state election officials have failed to provide language assistance at the polls as required by federal law. The lawsuit filed Friday named Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell, the state's top election official, as a defendant. Regional election officials in Fairbanks and Nome were also sued. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court by the Anchorage Office of the Native American Rights Fund says the state is violating the Federal Voting Rights Act by not providing ballots and voting instructions for speakers of Yupik and its dialect in Hooper Bay, Chupik. The plaintiffs contend that the failure of the state to provide language assistance appears to have suppressed voter turnout among Alaska Natives in the region. And after participating in a week-long summit in Anchorage, eight legislators and 16 delegates from the Pacific Northwest Economic Region traveled to Nome last Friday. The group was participating in a Nome policy tour to learn about the Arctic and economic development needs in the community and the region. Megan Levy is the program coordinator for PENWAR. She says it was important for delegates to understand what Nome is doing to build its economy.
They, for the most part, are not from Alaska. They don't know anything about the Arctic or the issues that are different in the Arctic or how much they affect the lower 48 states and the lower parts of Canada.
The group of 24 received a tour of the city, learning about the current economy and gold rush and about local Native corporations. Delegates also met with members of the city council Friday afternoon. Mayor Denise Michaels presented on the current economic concerns for the city, while outgoing Harbor Master Joy Baker presented on the importance of support for port improvements. Mike Cuff is a representative for the state of Montana. He openly shared his observations from the trip with the group.
I'm truly enjoying this visit. Great, a lot of people, just like my people at home. A lot of the same problems.
The day ended with a reception at Old St. Joe's Friday evening where delegates met with community members, again Megan Levy.
It's always good for delegates who don't live in the Arctic to actually talk to people from the Arctic because I think they come here and they see this little town and it's so cold and it seems so far away and it doesn't register for them that decisions being made here actually can greatly affect our lives in Seattle or Vancouver.
This was the first time many had ever visited the state of Alaska. Levy says the trip was an excellent learning experience, even for herself, more than she ever expected. A small community in Southeast must double the size of its student population before the end of the month or face closure. School board members in Tanaki Springs are also trying to get people to move to town to save the school, but it might be an uphill battle as other residents are looking to move elsewhere for their children's education. The community is located on Chichagof Island, about 50 miles north of Sitka. The community is only accessible by boat or plane and has, depending on the time of year, between 50 and 100 residents. There are 5 students enrolled in the school, but they need 10 to remain a school by state standards. If it falls below that status, state funding could be affected. And last Saturday, 14 Nome residents stretched themselves to the limits of physical and mental endurance at the Cape Nome Marathon, organized by personal trainer Crystal Tobuck. This is the second year she's hosted the event, the first in Nome's history. At this year's Cape Nome Marathon, 12 runners competed in the half, a 13.1-mile run from Cape Nome to East End Park, and 2 competed in and finished the full, running 26.2 miles through wind, fog, and mud from East End Park to Cape Nome and back. First place finisher Phil Hofstetter finished the marathon in 3 hours, 20 minutes, and 17 seconds. That means on average he ran a 7-minute, 37-second mile for 26.2 miles. An avid cyclist and endurance sportsman, this was his second marathon, his first being the Cape Nome Marathon last year.
But running is fun, you know, something new. So I encourage everyone to come out and do these kinds of things. So it's nice to be healthy.
The full marathon was also completed by Nome Cynthia Brandt. She ran the marathon in 4 hours, 24 minutes, and 59 seconds. Cape Nome organizer Crystal Tobuck, who's run 5 marathons in the last year, says it's easy to become addicted to endurance running.
When you're training for it, the thought of doing 26.2 miles, it feels like, I don't know if I can actually do it, but I'm going to try. And when you're training and once you pass that 9-mile mark, I think, you get into the double digits, you're like, oh, I can do this. Mm-hmm. And then once you actually do it, you feel like if I can do a marathon, then I can do anything.
Tobuck says she hopes to continue hosting the Cape Nome Marathon every year as long as she's around. The price of gold in New York up $31 to $1,328.70. An ounce of silver up 90 cents to $20.53. It's currently 10 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock.